Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hi. I'm Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you again to the Dr. Glovina Show. And I want to also welcome all of the first-time listeners. I'm so glad that you joined us, and we like to say it like this. We promise you we won't waste your time. But today, I'd like us to look at just basically giving thanks. And as we talk about this today, I really don't know if you can use this type of peace that giving thanks produces. But I really hope that as we learn to give thanks, there is a level of peace that actually surpasses our own natural understanding. And this is a peace that comes from Almighty God. You know, we can't produce it on our own. We can't fabricate it. It's a peace that is completely free of worry. How about that? A peace that is totally worry-free. Your thoughts don't even go there anymore. It is at such a level that we humanly sometimes cannot comprehend it, because when everything outwardly may say that you should be worried or you should be overly concerned, you don't have those thoughts of worry. It's like a type of quiet confidence in the face of the greatest oppositions that we can face. So we're going to talk about that during this episode. You know, there is no battle that you or I, that we're in, where God does not have a watchful eye over us. It may not feel good in the heat of the battle. That I certainly understand. But it's still important that we learn how to give thanks, even when we're in our toughest situations. You know, there is a principle. It's a life application for what I like to call kingdom living. And listen to it. It's in 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5, verse 18, it says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." You know, it's so important that we learn how to give thanks, even in the wilderness, which is really just a circumstance, a situation. You know, it really reminds us when we give thanks that in Him we live, move, and we have our being. Everything that we need, it is really in God. I want to just share a short story with you about 10 individuals. 10 individuals. And because of their illness, it had an impact upon their lives. And they probably did not feel like giving thanks. However, Jesus was on, let me kind of paint the scenario here. Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, the city of peace. How about that? And he encountered these individuals as he entered into one of the villages. all of these individuals had the same type of disease. And this particular disease, it rendered them ceremonially unclean, meaning that they were forbidden to participate in public worship. They could not go to the house of faith because of this disease that they had. And in addition to that, they had to sometimes hide themselves from other people. I mean, this was really, it ostracized them. And even in the very, very severe cases, sometimes it even resulted in the loss of body parts, you know. But anyway, they were regarded as already dismissed. I mean, you know, don't touch anyone, don't go near other people. They were forced to live alone and to live outside of the city. They were outcasts. Listen to me very carefully today. It wasn't only a painful disease, but also it was very embarrassing for them. It was an embarrassing situation, and they had to let everyone know as they encountered, if they even came close to someone, they had to let the person know that they had this disease. They actually were required to stand at least 250 feet away from others. Listen to me today. It also, in addition to all of that, I know I'm painting a picture here, but in addition to all that, it affected them economically. Economically, they were devastated because of this disease. Because they couldn't be around people, so finding employment presented a challenge. Now, I'm actually telling you a story from the Bible. I want to continue. Listen, many with the disease, they stood outside of the city, and they had to rely upon the kindness and the compassion of their family, and they had to depend upon strangers for food, just for basic needs. All of this means that this disease actually stripped these individuals of their community. It stripped them of their peace. And even they were turned away from the house of worship, their places of faith. So while it seems evident, I mean, just based upon what we've talked about thus far, listen at this. One of them was of a different race, so it even had more of an impact upon him. Remember now, they weren't allowed to go to public worship, which means this had an impact upon them spiritually. And during a period, if you were not able to go to public worship, it has impacted you spiritually in some way. Simply the fellowship of the community of believers. So there may be times when maybe you have felt shunned, ignored, or even abandoned. Perhaps you may have felt that your family of faith has snubbed you, but that does not excuse us from giving thanks. Remember, in all things, give thanks. We must always remember that we're not allowed, don't allow anything to keep you from getting to Jesus and giving thanks for all that he's already done, even during times of disappointment. Whatever you're going through right now, I want to remind you today, this is the day that I have been called to remind you to give thanks. It takes faith to give thanks. You constantly hear me talk about stepping out on faith. Is a Glovina, how can I give thanks when this is going on or that's going on or I'm at this point in my life or in my journey? I want you to pause and learn to give thanks. So listen, let's go back to the story here. Jesus is passing through, and these individuals that have been ostracized because of this disease, they cried out in one accord. They cried out all together, asking for Jesus to have mercy on them. You know, it's not real clear if they knew who Jesus was. They didn't know if he had a reputation as a healer, or maybe they were just hoping that he would have compassion on them and give them some food or some type of assistance, since they were dependent on others for their basic needs. So whatever your need is, I said whatever your need is, it could be a physical need, an emotional, a spiritual need. You may need you may have a need in your personal relationship with others. You only need to go to God in prayer. Because in prayer, he will instruct you and give you direction that will help you to tunnel through some of these situations. You know, every day is not a day of just happy-go-lucky. We live in a world where we are faced with challenges. And many times the tough challenges, often what they do is they sharpen us. We don't want to go through it. None of us do. But learn how to give those worries and those cares over to God. Why? It's so simple, because he cares for you. He doesn't want you worried and bogged down. And then follow his directions and instructions. So, okay, back to the story. Okay, so Jesus, he responds to their cry. He takes notice to them. You know, just one look revealed that they needed a healing. Once he saw them, he knew that they needed a healing. They wanted compassion, and they received more than what they were expecting. Have you ever asked for one thing, or you went looking for one thing and you received more than you expected? This is what they experienced, these 10 individuals, these 10 diseased individuals. What he said to them was this. Jesus, Yeshua, he said to them, go show yourselves to the priests. It was a requirement under the Levitical law, because only the priest could declare them cleansed and then restore them back into the community. Oh, stick with me. Listen, we're going somewhere. So they went, these 10 individuals, they went to the priest and they were cleansed. The disease was removed. Here's an interesting part about this, and see if you can connect this with current events. Jesus did not lay hands on them. He did not lay hands on them. And he did not even pronounce them healed. They just obeyed. They followed the instructions and the directions. And we've talked about that in so many of our other episodes, following the directions and the instructions of the divine Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. But listen, so instead of continuing to see the priest, one of the individuals turned back. And with a loud voice, he began to give glory and honor to God. He fell down at Jesus' feet, and he began to do what? Give thanks. And in some situations, whatever it may be, you know your situation. Can you pause? Can you give God thanks? There comes a time in our life when all we can say is thank you. I'll even give you an everyday experience. Have you ever done something nice for someone? Could be a favor. It could even be you're shopping in the grocery store and give the cashier your funds, and then you receive your groceries. You know, sometimes the cashier doesn't even say thank you. Or maybe you've done something very nice for someone, and you may say to someone else, or you may think within your heart, they didn't even say thank you. All we can say sometimes is thank you. It means so much. Thank you is like putting a ladder in a deep hole. Thank you is giving you now the opportunity, the strength, the know-it-all, the tenacity to climb up out of that situation. There is so much power in giving thanks. Even though Jesus, Yeshua, he did not even lay hands on them, which we know is customary, even in our households of faith today. He did not even pronounce them healed. But because of their following, because they followed the directions and the instructions, they were healed. But this one, as I mentioned, instead of continuing to see the priest, this one turned back and with a loud voice, as I mentioned, he glorified, he fell down at Jesus' feet. He gave thanks. And then Jesus asked him a question. Where are the other nine? Where are the other nine? Why were they not there glorifying? Why were they not giving thanks? This one particular individual was so grateful that he unashamedly, he cried out for all to hear him. Remember now, even his personality is changing. He's gaining confidence. Remember, this was a person, the only time he could cry out was to let someone know that he was one of those diseased people and to stay away from him. But now, hey, there's a shift from here to there. He's going from here to there. He's going from being ashamed, a lack of confidence, to walking in confidence where he's crying out now, giving thanks. Have you ever felt intimidated in thanking God for something? I don't care what people were thinking now. He reached down. God Almighty reached down and forever changed this individual's life. And the individual now is thankful. Listen, he was unclean, but now clean. Maybe you're hesitant to give thanks. Maybe it makes you uncomfortable to give thanks. Maybe it makes you a bit uncomfortable to let someone know just how your life has been changed by the hand of God, digging deep on the inside of you and changing situations. Let go of that type of being self-conscious, wondering who's watching you or what people, what others may say. You can start out by just giving thanks for the small things. Doesn't have to always be something that's very grand. Begin to give thanks for the small things. I don't have to name those small things. But I encourage you, give thanks, not just because of what God has done, but give thanks because of who he is. Walk in a grateful heart. Have a spiritual posture of a grateful heart, allowing thanksgiving to just freely flow out of you. Learning to say thank you to people for the small things. Thank you. Someone gives you a compliment. I often say when someone may say to you, your daughter or your son looks just like you, that's a compliment. Say thank you. You don't have to add to it. You know what I mean? You don't have to give any excuses. You don't have to give any background. Just, hey, all I can say is thank you. Learning how to acknowledge those things. So we can start today, right where we are. We can start today. Before we go to bed tonight, we can set aside some time to thank God. Thank him for allowing us to making it through the day. Thank him for waking us up each morning, rejoicing, telling him of the good things that he's done for you, things, how he brought you through the day. Sometimes we don't even know all of the unseen dangers that we've been protected from. But let's learn to rejoice in what Almighty God is doing as we're learning how to walk in his strength and his anointing. Give thanks for his strength. Give thanks for the special gifts and talents that you have. Give thanks even when you follow his instructions and his directions, to stop and say, "For my God, I thank you that you gave me a mind to follow your instructions. Give thanks in all things." That's what Glovina is saying today. Because as God is rooting out, pulling out those things that plague us, stop and give thanks. Have an attitude of contentment. What does that mean, Glovina? Even if things are not exactly the way you would have planned them to be at this juncture of your life, whatever, wherever you have found yourself right now, if you can give thanks, there are some things that you can still be thankful for. Because out of contentment flows abundance. Hey, that's a kingdom principle. Trust that God has taken notice, taken notice to where you are. And if a shift is needed in your life, in your circumstances, it will happen at the appointed time. But in the meantime, give thanks. You may not even be on the job that you want right now, but learn how to operate in peace. Look for the good. Focus on being in God's will and in step with his plan for your life. It doesn't mean that you just totally become complacent. Finding contentment is not the same as just being complacent. It simply means I'm trusting God and that my attitude is not fluctuating by my outward circumstances. Godliness with contentment is great gain. I'll say it like this. When you can be content, believing God, abundance begins to flow. And you may be thinking, hey, it's easy for Glovina to be doing this podcast and this particular episode telling me to be content when, hey, she's not in my storm. However, just take a moment and examine. And then consider how much energy sometimes we put into the negative. Take that energy out of the negative and begin to put it into the realm of hope. Begin to put it in the realm of giving thanks. He says, hey, things haven't changed yet. It's going to get better. I want to encourage you to see the value in giving thanks for what God has done in your life. The small things as well as the big things. Refuse to focus on what you feel you may be lacking right now. Be thankful where God has you. Perhaps you're not where you want to be right now. It could be in your career, in your marriage, in your financial status, in your walk with God, your spiritual, the spiritual aspect of your life, the physical aspect, even environmentally. Remember where God has brought you from, and begin to give thanks for the manifold blessings that have been poured out upon you, things that God has bestowed upon you. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him with expectation that he is covering you and moving you toward your place of destiny. I do realize that because of the intensity of our trials, I don't take these things for granted. We may often feel, I mentioned it in a little capture that I, in a caption that I wrote, that sometimes we feel like God owes us. Don't have that type of an outlook. Remember those 10 individuals that I talked to you about earlier that suffered from this disease and how it affected every area of their life? They weren't just physically sick. Their finances were wrecked, their relationships, their worship. I mean, even coming together with the household of faith, it was detrimentally impacted. Their life seemed to be doomed. I mean, it just appeared that it would be a lifetime of isolation, rejection, and pain. But, with just a few words from Jesus and their faith to do as he instructed them, they were restored. All 10 of them were blessed. But remember, only one came back and gave thanks. his gratitude was like a blazing type of a gratitude. It was publicly he pointed out that he was so grateful for what had been done. Oh, listen to this. I want you to know something really happened when he gave thanks. You know what happened? He got in an alignment. He was now placed in a special position simply because of thanks. You can look at Luke 17 and 19. Simply because of thanks, he received a word from Yeshua, from Jesus. He said, arise. You know, because don't forget, he just fell down at Jesus' feet. Go thy way, because, listen, thy faith has made thee whole. I asked a few episodes ago, do you want to be made whole? Have you ever been guilty of not being thankful? Have you ever received a blessing and kept moving without so much as stopping to say, God, I want you to join me today in reevaluating our level of thankfulness. I want you to reevaluate that. I want you to know, even be thankful that weapons that have been formed against you, they didn't prosper. Thank God for turning your life around. Thank him, listen at this, thank him for not even turning the will of your enemies, not allowing their will to prosper upon you. Give thanks in spite of how you may feel. Give thanks for having a sound mind, for having healing. Even in your brokenness, you're being healed. Be thankful that when you were in the dark places, he pulled you out. Give thanks that he never left us or forsook us. Thank him even for the challenges that we met. They didn't break us. The challenges you faced, they didn't break you. The trials, the situations, the circumstances, in many cases, they made you a stronger individual. I'm going to go so far as to say you can even thank him when you were betrayed by people that you thought were your friends. It revealed that they weren't. Just give thanks each day, trusting that God knows what is best. I don't know if you can use this kind of peace that comes through thanksgiving, but by prayer, the Lord gives us the peace that surpasses our own natural understanding. This is a peace that can come only from God. We can't produce it on our own. We can't fabricate it. It's a peace that's completely free from worry. Your thoughts don't even go to the realm of worry when you learn how to give thanks. It is such a level that humanly, sometimes we can't comprehend it, because when everything outwardly says you should be worried, you don't even have those thoughts. It's that confidence that we have to face during the greatest oppositions in our life. Step out on faith and give thanks. I want to remind you, I have two books. One is Step Out on Faith. The other one is Life Application for Kingdom Living. And I have four books that are soon to be released. You can run, but you can't hide. The second, Waiting to Excel. And the third, Throw Jonah Overboard. And the fourth, The Response to the Call. It's a handbook for training faith leaders. I want you to reach out to me. And I want you to know that I love you, and I hope that you've learned something in our time together. Times, all you can say is thank you. And so I say thank you to you today. I say thank you for joining me, spending this time with me. Your time is precious. And I want to say thank you. Thank you for your love, your support, and everything that you have poured into my life and into this podcast. Have a beautiful time giving thanks.
on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.